Ron, the Penguins are underway. As unbelievable as that seems, when I covered this team as a beat writer, I could never believe that it felt like it was still the middle of summer when their season ended, and that it was still the middle of summer when their season began. Where's the off season, even when they're eliminated?
It goes awfully quick. All these seasons run together, but the hockey especially. It can be basically, 8 months if you play till June?
Yes.
I mean, so, it just never ends, and be a lot of excitement generated around here. The Penguins obviously have another realistic shot, as you point out, to win 3 in 4 years. You know, they blew an opportunity of a lifetime last year by not winning. I don't know that any team and any time soon is going to have a chance to win 3 in a row. They did, and they weren't able to get it done against the Capitals, but it's an exciting time as they get ready to start again. A little concerning, disconcerting with the Sheahan injury before you even start. I think he's a key player for them. You know, whether he's the fourth line center, he's a very valuable penalty kill guy. And you hate to see somebody hurt, but I guess if they're going to get hurt, now's the time, not once the season starts.
Broussard also not there today because of what is described as an illness. And to me, Ron, I'm going to ask you what you think the biggest storyline going into camp is. To me, it's what do they do with Derek Broussard?
To me, it's a couple things. How two players respond, Matt Murray and Chris Letang, I think they're the keys to this team. They play like they have in the past. I think it's going to be a great club. They play like they did last year, maybe not so much.
I agree going into the season, but I'm talking about camp, like the biggest camp storyline.
Well, I want to see how they develop, but, you know, what are you going to do with Sprong? Now he said they had Jack Johnson with Schultz today, how that works out. There's a lot of interesting things. They got so much depth, it's almost having trouble finding spots for these guys. And I'm sure that's a problem Mike Sullivan loves. I'm just looking now. Jimmy Shapiro sent out the odds from Bovada. Penguins are fairly well down the list as far as favorites go. They're 12-1 right ahead of San Jose, which I think might jump them after the Carlson trade.
Burns and Carlson on the
same
team.
That is a loaded team right now with them.
In the back line, for sure.
But Toronto's the first favorite, then Tampa, Winnipeg, Nashville, Vegas, Washington, Boston, and then you get to the Penguins.
I think that the Penguins are right up there, probably with the Capitals, to me at least, as the favorites in the East, honestly, Ron. Now, Toronto obviously added Tavares, but they still have Frederik Andersen in goal, and that's a problem.
What about Tampa?
Tampa's good, but they really disappointed me. It felt like they almost quit last year the way they wilted in that series.
You think the Capitals are one and done?
Not necessarily. I think the Capitals, by finally sort of slaying...
They got over the hump, if you will.
The ghost, yeah. I think they're going to be now sort of a different team. Of course, they have a different coach, too, and I'm not so sure that's a bad thing necessarily. I like Todd Reirden a lot.
I like him, too. I think he's really good. A lot of pressure, though. You take over the Stanley Cup team, you can only screw it up, right?
Yeah, and I think the Penguins, having had a little more rest this offseason, maybe adding a guy like Sprong to the lineup, having Derek Broussard sort of in a more comfortable spot, starting the season with them, I think that, you know what? I think they should be the favorites with the Capitals. And if I had to pick one, I think I might go with the Penguins. I still look at Sid and Gino in the primes of their career. I look at a blue line that's probably stronger than people think, and I think Matt Murray, after what could be described as a tumultuous season, is going to have a really good year. I think they're talented from front to back, and still nobody can match what they have down the middle, and I would prefer to keep Broussard in the middle. And that's my next question for you and for everyone out there at 412-928-9370, 928-9370. Give me your top three lines, Ron. If you're Mike Sullivan, what would they be?
See, I know what I would have him. I don't know what – Kessel's a key to me. Is he going to pout if he doesn't play with Malkin? I think we saw some of that last year.
Yeah.
And, you know, he's another real key for them. He was so good the first half of the season, didn't do much the rest of the way. I would have Gensel, Sid, and Sprong probably to start.
Me too.
I would go with Hagelin, Malkin, and Hornquist because seemed to be the productive line.
Yes.
But then Kessel pouts. So what do you do there? I would either go, you know, if they decide Sheahan can play a wing, which he can, or Aston Reese, I would put him with Broussard and Kessel.
I'd go Rust, Broussard, and Kessel.
Rust is another possibility,
yeah,
absolutely.
I love his speed, and I actually like that group, the small time they spent together. And you know what? it's funny with Kessel, because when he's often been at his best in his Penguins career when he kind of has his own line, when he's not with Gino. Yes, they've had some success together for sure, but I think
now,
of
the
him.
The HBK line was, you know, basically his line, right?
Yes, I think of him as more of a center anyway. He's as much a playmaker as anything else. So once he's on sort of his own line, then he's the guy on that line. So I don't know. I didn't hear anything about Phil Kessel for a lot of last season. It only seemed to come up around playoff time.
Well, because they stunk in the playoffs.
Yeah, well, you know, he was terrible.
Whether
in the playoffs,
it was hurt or not, I mean, you know, that's the coach.
Well, they seemed to go out of his way. At least Sully did to say he wasn't,
the
right?
The coach went out of his way, and the GM went the opposite way. So who do you believe?
I don't think he was hurt enough to have a series
one
like he
goal
had
the whole playoff
against them.
One
but
goal.
Like Murray, I also believe that he sort of earned a mulligan with everything else he's done here. So, yes, the news there, Ron, is that we both want to see Sprong with Sid on the top line.
At least to start out, see what happens.
I was intrigued.
None of it is etched in stone, as you well know.
Of course.
I think you could put Rust up there, too.
You can put Rust anywhere. That's the beauty of him.
He can play any line.
Yeah, the lines could change five times in the first game of the season.
Five times today in the first practice.
But Sprong with Sid is intriguing to me. We saw it for, what, a couple of games last year, and they've talked that it's not necessarily about Sprong's defensive acumen or lack thereof at this point. It's about sort of having a knack for spacing in the offensive end and being able to think the game. And I think they might, quite frankly, be overthinking it right there, because he seems to have a natural ability, like a James Neal, to find those spaces in which he can get the puck and use that shot. That's why I want to see him there. Because he has what could be an elite release as a goal scorer in the NHL. And whether it's with Sid or Gino, I don't know. But either way, I want to see him play. And the GM has said he will play. The coach, we don't know how big of a fan he is.
Didn't seem to be last year, did he?
Didn't seem to be, no. Or 2 years ago, for that matter. But I want to see that. I'm intrigued to see Sid with Sprong. Jim, driving around out there, what do you got, man?
How you doing, guys?
Good.
I was calling it regarding this Broussard down the middle. I truly believe that's where he should go, and when Shane gets better, bring him onto the fourth line. That way we'll be dominant down the middle, and we got wingers. I mean, we just got to have, my opinion, I think we just got to have Murray perform at, you know, his highest level, which he's very capable of doing, and I'm very excited for the season to get started. And on Sprong's topic, they need to play that kid. He needs to get up here and play. That way he can get some men experience under his belt. And I think he will do very, very well with us.
Appreciate the call, man. Matt Murray is an interesting case, isn't he, Ron? Because in the crucible of playoff hockey, he's been great 2 out of 3 years. But the part of the test is, what do you do in the endless regular season year after year? You know what I mean?
Can you stay healthy if you're him?
Yes.
Now, I'm not quite sure what my answer would be, but I'm going to ask you. Who is more important, he or Letang?
Matt Murray or Letang? Murray.
He's a goaltender.
Yeah. But I agree
Letang
with you.
I think Letang may be the one key to the season for me.
Well, they've talked about reducing his minutes, which sounds great.
Until
on
they
paper.
Get into the heat of the games.
Yeah.
And they don't want to take him off the ice.
Right. Now, he's getting a little less power play time, got a little less last year than I think some people anticipated, and Schultz took over a lot in that role.
And did a good job.
Did a good job. Yeah, I think they're better on the blue line than a lot of people think. We'll see. It's going to be fascinating to watch this team. And whether they can still be a dynasty, Ron. 3 cups in 4 years is a dynasty.
That qualifies for me.
And as I look at this roster, here's the important thing. As I look at this roster, as they open training camp, I don't see any glaring holes. I don't. What do you think of Matt Cullen back?
I'm okay with it. I'm not big on the going home again stories. I'm just not. He's 41 years old. Obviously, he is incredibly respected in that room. You know, maybe it'll work out. I just don't know how much you can ask of him at his age. But he seems to be an ageless wonder. So,
coming up, John Wehner at 11:40. We're, of course, going to get back into Steelers-Chiefs. We're eventually going to get Ron's pick on the game. Ron is now 8-1 on his picks this season, as he's
off
very,
to an unbelievable start.
Proud to tell us. But up next, I posed a question the other day, and we had a major dispute on it, and I'm curious what everybody out there thinks. It's a Pirates question in regard to Chris Archer. Let's talk about that next.